This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet with his Russian counterpart in Switzerland this week as tensions between the U.S. and Russia escalate over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. The State Department said Blinken will travel to Kiev on Wednesday to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky and then meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva on Friday. It says the quickly arranged trip aims to show U.S. support for Ukraine and impress on Russia the need for de-escalation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki underscored the urgency. Russia has brushed off calls to withdraw its troops by saying it has the right to deploy its forces wherever it likes on its own territory. Blinken's meetings follow inconclusive diplomatic talks between Moscow and the West in Europe last week that failed to resolve stark disagreements over Ukraine and other security matters. Instead, those meetings appear to have increased fears of a Russian invasion, and the Biden administration has accused Russia of preparing a so-called false flag operation to use as a pretext for intervention. Russia has angrily denied that charge. Russia in 2014 seized the Crimean Peninsula after the ouster of Ukraine's Moscow-friendly leader and also threw its weight behind a separatist insurgency in eastern Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The COVID-19 pandemic is far from over, the World Health Organization chief said Tuesday, cautioning against a narrative that the fast-spreading Omicron variant is risk-free. Quote, this pandemic is nowhere near over, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters from the WHO's headquarters in Geneva. The UN Health Agency chief warned against dismissing as mild the coronavirus variant Omicron, which has spread like wildfire around the globe since it was first detected in southern Africa in November. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is much more contagious than previous strains, but seems to cause less serious disease. That has triggered a debate on whether the virus is on the verge of passing from the pandemic phase to becoming an endemic disease that humanity can live with the implication that the danger will have passed. But the WHO has warned the sheer numbers of people infected will mean many more people are still falling seriously ill and dying. A volcano that exploded in the Pacific island nation of Tonga has almost disappeared from view, new images revealed Tuesday, with swaths of the country smothered in gray dust or damaged by a tsunami. The volcano erupted 30 kilometers into the air on Saturday, depositing ash, gas, and acid rain across a large area of the Pacific. In the tsunami that followed, waves in Tonga rose up to 15 meters, its government said in a statement. Three people were killed and a number were injured, the government said on Twitter, calling the volcano explosion an unprecedented disaster. 3 days after the eruption, the outside world is still struggling to understand the scale of the damage using patchy satellite phone connections, surveillance flights, and satellite images. While power and local phone systems have been partially restored, international communications remain severed and the internet is still down. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Tuesday categorically denied claims by his former chief aide that he lied to Parliament about a Downing Street party held during a strict lockdown, but appearing in public for the first time after days of COVID self-isolation, Johnson also ducked questions about whether he would resign if an internal inquiry establishes that he did lie. Johnson is battling damaging allegations that he and staff attended boozy events during COVID restrictions, prompting an investigation. The revelations have sparked public fury, leading to a double-digit lead in polls for the main opposition Labour Party over Johnson's Conservatives and calls from some Tories for him to quit. Find more at the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors. So today again, I want you to stay around because I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on this. Today, the African Beat will make its first stop in Liberia, introducing Minister Barnabas, I Am Stronger. Right after that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bright of Tanzania and Silent Night by Josephine Tanga from Cameroon. But I Am Stronger is the first track for today, a single by Minister Barnabas from the nation of Liberia.
But the Lord shall deliver them from all. Come on.
I am stronger. Kembo, timbele lo timbe tulumbalo sema. spirit bright. What fun it is to love and sing a sleigh song tonight.
For the season, and I know I got the reason. The devil said this is a prison, you should live in prison. I got myself hooked up to J-E-S-U-S. Yo, here's the vision, the mission, the reason for the season. And I took a trip all the way downtown to Bethlehem. Took a good look and saw where the baby was born. I see the shepherd, the wise men, the angels, the heaven and earth, everybody celebrating except for Herod. Yo, but the baby had to be taken to the land of Africa, the motherland, to celebrate the great Christmas day. Happy Christmas.
Silent Night with Josephine Tanga from Cameroon, and before that, Zambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bride of Tanzania, and I Am Stronger by Minister Barnabas of Liberia. The African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Van De Heer in Washington. I'll be right back with more music, so stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van De Heer.
Welcome back. The African beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a Facebook message now. And this one says, hello, David. I am Amadou Wuri Bari in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Mr. Vandy, I am really enjoying the African beat program here in Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone. Do you want to know what I back up with the African beat program every morning? Well, I normally take my hot tea and bread as I smile and I say, may God bless you, David Vandy. That is from Amadou Wuri Bari in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Another email says, hello, David. Kindly extend my season's greetings to all African Beat listeners around the continent and beyond. I am looking forward to all the goodies from you guys one day. Ibrahim Bukar from Damaturu in Yobe State, Nigeria. Thank you very much, Ibrahim. Well, something good will come, all right? And let the music roll. Chuku Chuku is our next track. Wakonzi of Nigeria plays that one for us. And right after that, Salome Baby by the great Ebizi from Sierra Leone featuring Kelly Handsome, and Velo by Teta Diana in Rwanda. But Chuku Chuku is our track right now by Wakonzi from Nigeria.
Brand new.
By Teta Diana of Rwanda, and before that, Salome Baby by Ebezi of Sierra Leone featuring Kelly Handsome, and Chuku Chuku by Wakonzi of Nigeria. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. More good music coming to you. But if you love this show, we want you to know that we love you too. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us here in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now, let's take some more messages from our Facebook friends. Hi, David. I hope you are doing well in the United States, capital, Washington, D.C. I am fine here in Nairobi, Kenya. This is just to inform you that African Beat is on during the week on 107.5 FM in Nairobi. I listen to the show at 0900 hours and 2000 hours. It's an added bonus, David. Thank you, my super DJ, and my loyal support to you. This is from Vincent Maloba in Nairobi, Kenya. And another email says, hello, Mr. David Vandy, my man, my oga, my mentor, my boss. I thank you for the Timaya song you played. That is Bielsa 02. I was not feeling fine, David, but when you play that song by Timaya, I think I am okay now. This is from your guy, Dan Lamy from Cotton Cafe, Kogi State in Nigeria. Up, Timaya. Up, Mr. Vandy. Up, African Beat. I love the African Beat, Mr. Vandy. God bless you. And greetings to all African Beat fans around the world. And so now it's music time. Let the music flow. Wine for me, the sound of Sakodi featuring Stoneboy from Ghana. And right after that, Sembele by Skata of Uganda and Roger Mutu by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire. But Wine For Me now is the track from Sakodi featuring Stoneboy of Ghana.
Okay, here we go. Put a shake. Cut a plabaka with a pretty face. Drop it low. Baby, wait. Bet you give it to only me, my NWA. Soledad, my only mon ami. Your beauty be too much, you live example, your mommy. Put them up, mama, oh, your D. Start to see, and I want my mom, that for truly free. I'm gonna shake it for me. Make us see what you got. Shout out to Bangali, my Nigeria to pack.
Oh, she a wine. Look, oh, she a dance, not the curvy body, my girl in bad body. Wine. Turn up the place and dance to we. Wine. Look, oh, she a dance, not the curvy body, my girl in bad body. Wine.
Turn up the place and dance for me.
African beats.
Roger Moon to Niwe of Cote d'Ivoire. Before that, Sembela by Skata of Uganda. And Wine for Me, The Sound of Sakodi featuring Stone Boy from Ghana. The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is your African Beat Music Show, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces, right on The Voice of America. Miani is our next track that is coming from the Republic of Guinea, and done for us by DTM, and Baba O by Damalise, an American Nigerian based in Rhode Island, USA. But now, Miani with DTM of Guinea.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Okay,
Gabao by Demolies of Nigeria, American Nigerian, and before that, Guetta by Tufan of Togo, and Miani by DTM of the Republic of Guinea. With all of this today, I want to thank you again for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye. But I leave you now with Bakwetu by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.